Okay, new home sales, they're plunging. They're down 11%. You guys realize that one? That was yesterday's headlines. Home sellers, as today's headlines are showing, they're pulling their houses off of the market at the fastest pace since 2020. And mortgage rates aren't helping us either. So is this actually the beginning of that housing crash that we've been kind of waiting for? Well, let's dig into today's data. You might be a little bit surprised if you're a home buyer out there. This might not be as bad as you think. So without further ado, folks, let's get over to these things because I want to explain to you guys what the heck's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do this is I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So if you need help with a mortgage, I'd love to help you out. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. I'm also going to give you my forecast, what I'm advising clients to do right now if they get a house under contract or if they're looking to buy or build here shortly, where I think rates are going to go. So thanks for following me today. So each day when I come in, we go over where rates are. Today we're starting rates at 6.61. Yeah, it was up a little bit from yesterday. We got a little bit of good news today, but I like to start each day right through here. I like to start, well, I got to log back in. I like to start with the chart. That's not the way I like to start my mornings. Let's get over to here. So we got the MBS market right now up 23 points. All you guys have to understand, that number right up through there, if it's green, that's good news. That means mortgage rates, they're going to get better. Because what this is the price of a bond. All you have to understand, if the price goes up, rates are coming down. So the bigger that number, the bigger the adjustment. That's what you're going to see. So let's look at a two-day chart, see where we've been. I think we started with a gap. So if you follow each day, here's what we like, but we don't like. Okay, so remember, when this rates are getting better. What normally happens when you see kind of this gap through here, well, it usually fills. So don't be surprised if shortly you see this bond price going back down right through here. But we hope it doesn't, because if it's up 22 points, it means mortgage rates are going to come down a little bit. I'll just give you at the end of this video, we'll come back to the chart to see where this is, and I'll give you my prediction or my forecast where rates are going to go today. Then I'm also going to share with you guys what I'm advising my clients. So let's get over to this. Here's what we'd like to look at each day. Right now, what we watch each day is oil. Why? Well, that's all the markets are looking at. They're saying, okay, if the Iranian situation ends or eases, oil's going to plummet. You're going to see inflation coming down. Then you're going to see the Federal Reserve probably be able to step in at that point and cut rates. But until then, they're not going to do anything. So mortgage rates are probably going to stay higher for longer until we actually get these oil prices down to about $80 a barrel. So watch oil and watch the Iranian situation. So we have oil down today, 3 or 4%. That means most likely the markets are going to do pretty good. So let's go over to the equity markets and see where they're doing for the day. So pre-markets, Dow Jones is up 666. I don't like that number. But that Dow Jones, you realize the Dow Jones is at 51,500. We hit 50,000 right before the war, and then everybody says, okay, this is going to be chaotic. And it went down, had a little correction, and then went right back up. So I hope you followed me, because I kept saying, don't bail out on this market, because long term, you're going to be okay. Got the rest of the markets taking it on the chin a little bit, but oil down means interest rates are going to go down as well. So it's looking like a pretty good market so far. So let's go over to here. Here's another piece of the thing I want to show you guys. Not everybody is broke. A lot of comments down there are like, hey, Dan, nobody can afford a house. Nobody can afford this. Nobody can afford that. Well, that's why I do my channel. I'm helping, or hopefully trying to help explain to you guys how all this stuff works. So were you one of the 2 million people or 2 million millionaires created last year? Subscribe down there. I'll help you hopefully at least understand the markets. So let's get over to the economic news we have for today and think of what the markets look at. Okay, they're looking at oil right now because oil is giving us the inflation numbers. Well, the Federal Reserve, they watch two things, inflation and jobs. Okay, so let's get over to what the jobs market looks like today. And we got some breaking news right through here. So we follow the initial jobless claims. How many people lost their jobs? Is this chaotic? Everybody keeps saying, okay, the jobs market's bad and it's going to continue to get worse. Well, let's go over, see what the data is telling us. Now, this is from the government. You might believe the government or not, but this is the data we have to go with. So initial jobless claims, that's where we want to start. 212,000 was the last reading. They thought it would go to 214 and went to 225. Is that to be shocked? No, it's in line, because they're probably going to do a revision or two and it'll be kind of right in line with things. But here's what we really want to focus in. If you lost a job, Okay. Were you able to get a job back into the markets? Okay. So are continued claims starting to climb and climb and build on itself? That would be bad. And that would push up the unemployment rates. And the Federal Reserve thought that was going to happen, but let's see where those are going. So continued claims right through here. Last reading was 1.785. They thought it would drop a little bit. It would drop more than they thought. So people were being able to be absorbed into the market. See where that's going. So previously at 1.78, it's 1.77 now. So that's good. Productivity, that ain't looking so good. So you look at productivity right through here, non-farm payroll, previous was 1.8. It was supposed to come in at 0.8. It came in at 0.3. Not good, but some good news right through here, unit labor costs. So if producers or manufacturers can drive down their costs, well, maybe then they can drive down the prices for you and me to make inflation come down a little as well. So maybe, hopefully, for more efficiencies, unit labor costs went from 4.4, supposed to go down to 2.3, it went to 1.8. So I'm giving all this data a double thumbs up. So it's giving us a jobs report that's pretty good. A lot of the data is coming in telling us the oil is pretty much all that's really baked in right now that's pushing up interest rates. So let's get rid of this. Here's why you're here. My housing dream just blew up, or did it? So let's kind of go through today's data. So what we went over is home sales, they plummeted. New home sales, that means new construction. Those numbers are really coming down. They're down 11%, okay, and that wasn't expected. But existing home sales, they're doing okay, I'll put it that way. And so we see that sales number and like, oh my God, why are all these people, you know, really pulling their houses off the market? Well, think of it this way, and I'm going to kind of teach you a lesson through here. Don't think of it this way. If you're losing your home and you're putting your house on the market because you're in foreclosure, would you pull the house off the market? Or would you keep it on the market, just keep driving down that price to the point where you just have to sell it? Think of it that way. So let's do a little bit of research here. New home sales versus last year, down 11%. And again, that's new home sales. April new home sales prices, 622. That's higher. Okay. How many months of supply? 9.4. 6 to 8 is about normal in a normal market. So yeah, there's a little bit of oversupply in the new homes market. Listings pulled in April, 5.8%. But let's go down through here. Here's what I want to show you. The best line that we can talk about is a forced seller cuts the price. A frustrated seller pulls its listings. So if you look at it that way, you might say, okay, these people didn't have to pull their houses off the market. Okay, that might make a little bit of sense. So let's get over. Now you might want to say, okay, well, why can't I still afford a house? Well, let's break down the data so you can really get the facts. And I only want to give you the facts. I'm not here to talk you into buying a house or doing anything. That's up to your prerogatives. I'll give you the tools, the information, so you can kind of make a judgment on what you think is in the cards for you. Folks, I just want to give you one piece of advice. Next week, we're starting a whole new format. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to be live. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're going to give you content out there to kind of help you kind of go behind the scenes, dig a little bit deeper into home sales, home prices, different programs to help you out, and how you can really track rates as well. So join us those days. But let's get over to, here's what we really have seen in the market since 2019. That's right before COVID. So that was kind of normal time. So let's get over, what has home prices done since then? Well, you might have been told the home prices are going to crash and that's going to really be detrimental to the economy. And you might have sat back and said, okay, I'll just sit back and wait for my home prices in my area to crash. They're expected to go down worse in 2008. Well, if they did that, they'd go down 30-40%. I might be in a good position. Well, let's go over what really happened during those times. So prices, home prices, we're going to go back to 2022 because that's when everybody said that's when home prices peaked. Well, since 2022, the average price in America, based on the Case-Shiller Index, and that's publicly known and publicly used, and it's been used for years, house prices on average are up 17%. I thought we were supposed to see a crash of 30, 40, 50%. Well, some areas might had some pullback. You probably saw 50, 60, 70% in those areas of appreciation before that pullback. But that's what you're seeing nationally right through here. Mortgage rates right now about 6.6%. I'll show you kind of where they've been historically. Here's an interesting fact here. Housing stress. Okay, what this is the average 2025 delinquency rate versus the rate in 2010. That's when the housing market completely crashed. At that point, it was 11%. Right now, we're at 1.7. That was 2025's reading. Where are we today, 2026? 1.89. So we have some stress in the market, but nowhere close to where we were in 2008 to 2010 when the housing market crashed. So let's go down through here and let's go over where home prices have gone, because I want to show you how, is my dream dead? Is rates really that high that I can't afford a house? Well, there's a lot of pieces of the puzzle when it comes to home affordability. So the first thing we're going to look at, home prices. In your area, what are they doing? Well, I'm going to go over nationally. I'm not going to hand pick a few cherries out there to say, okay, I told you they were going to crash, or I told you home prices were going to do fantastic. You can get all this data publicly, and I just use national averages to just make it simple. So if you go through here, in 2022, we were right down here. Okay, that's when everybody said we were going to peak. And I said, well, okay, but why would we peak? We got house, you know, people just aren't dumping their homes on the market like we saw in 2008, because at that point they had to. So the people putting in their houses on the market right now, they can demand a higher price because they're the only house in the market. So here's what house prices did. You know, they kept going up, but then they came down a little bit. Well, then they went up a little bit. Then they bounce out a little bit. You see the trend here? It's not way down here. If you take a dot from here to here, it's a pretty good trend. Okay, so home prices, they're still pretty good. 17% over, you know, 3-4 years, that's a good average over time. So now let's get over to right through here, the starting point. In Case-Shiller, the index was 281. Where are we at now? 329 for an appreciation rate of 17%. Here's where it is. Now, here's foreclosures. Now, this is where people are going to tell you, okay, foreclosures, they're going crazy. Well, let's look at where we've been. What you have to understand, though, during COVID, if you had a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, and that was most loans out there, you could call in your mortgage provider and just say, I was affected by COVID. I can't make a mortgage payment. Just let me know when I need to make my next one. How long can I take off? And you didn't have to make a mortgage payment for, some cases, 18 months. So you didn't have to do that. In many cases, if you had student loan debt, you were deferred there too. So the two biggest costs you had were housing and the student loan debt. So a lot of people kind of start hoarding some money. So what you're seeing now is foreclosures, they're nowhere in sight. So during these times, you couldn't foreclose. And now we have a foreclosure rate of 1.something, right down through here, 1.72. In 2010, when the market imploded, basically, we were at 11%. So we are a far cry from where we were. Now let's look at mortgage rates. This is the last piece of the puzzle when it comes to your housing payments. Mortgage rates, well, in 2022, they were 8.2%. Today, 6.6. So you have rates down, you have foreclosures not going to hit the market in masses, and then you have home prices, well, they're continuing to go up steady but surely. So you tell me, is this the beginning of a housing crash? Or are people just saying, you know what, when rates come back down to 5.99, there'll be a lot more people into the market looking to buy houses. I'll put my house back up on the market then. And that's the most logical outcome with all this stuff. So let's get over now and talk about what's coming down the pike for rates. Okay, so we're kind of giving you a trend. Home prices are going up, unfortunately, for a lot of you guys that have been sitting on the sidelines. But now with rates, where are they going to go? Well, in 13 days, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. What I'm expecting them to do, high inflation we got right now. The jobs market, the report we just got today, pretty darn good. Would I be cutting rates? No way in the world. Even if, like I always say, Trump put his son in there, I wouldn't expect them to be cutting rates into this market. So let's go down through here. The odds of the Fed cutting rates at the next meeting, there is a 96% chance they're not cutting. They're not cutting at the meeting after that. The next thing is they're saying in January, there's a 40% chance they're going to increase rates. I don't think there's a chance of that. So check out in July and September, you're probably going to see it teetering. As long as this Iranian situation gets over here soon, you might see some rate cuts starting to build into the cards through there. So should you wait? I don't know. Let's get over to this piece of the puzzle. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. So here's the federal funds rate we just went over. Here's the inflation rate. Here's the unemployment rate. Fed ain't going to do anything. So we go over to here. What would I be doing? So if you're my client, here's what I'd be telling you. So we get a contract in today. Am I going to say, okay, today the MBS market's up 22. I'll wait. No, I'm locking you in. Because we can't afford for a rate to jump up an eighth, a quarter percent in one day. You'd be like, Dan, you gave me the numbers here, but now the number's $200 more than you said. Well, it's like we missed that rate. So I'm locking you in. If rates plummet and we still have a little bit of time, cool thing about me is we work with almost 40 different lenders. I can pull your loan and lock you with another place. So that's a benefit of using me and my team. I'll give you all my information at the end. So if you're getting a contract in now, lock it in. Okay, so let's look at if you're looking to buy. Okay, my kids just got out of school. I'm going to start looking this weekend or next weekend. My neighbor just sold his house. Memorial Day weekend, they got 32 offers. In that, he said it went way above asking price. People are buying. But if rates hit 599, they're even going to buy more. So what should you do? I'm not telling you to buy a house, but I'm just saying as soon as this Iranian situation's over, I think we're going to be in a good situation. So if you're out there buying right now, make sure you get pre-approved and go over those numbers. If rates are 6.6 today, you know, maybe look at a payment of what it would be at 7%. You might think I'm crazy, but trust me, rates could hit there pretty quick. A drone strike, something could happen. So make sure you're prepared. Okay, so what I'm advising people right now, just float. You can't lock in anyways unless you have a house under contract. So monitor oil, subscribe over there, click the bell. Every time I post a video, you'll get an alert. So I'm advising my clients, if you're looking to build and you're thinking, okay, the end of the year is going to be that time, watch the Iranian situation. Because as soon as you have some good news, we're going to go back to the Dow Jones here in a second. And it looks like Israel and Hamas now are made some agreements out there. That's making the markets rally right now. So these little things could really be detrimental or huge when it comes to home ownership. So watch the Iranian situation. As soon as it's over, you're going to see a lot of movements in the market. Now, yesterday people said, okay, let's bring up Kalshi and see what the predictions market's telling us. So I did that today. So let's look at a few things that's going to affect this. Then we're going to go answer some of those questions. And then let's see if I got to anything. We'll get to my forecast. I get there, everything else. If you want to follow me, just go to my website, therateupdate.com. If you hit here, resources, you can go down to blogs. Every day I'm trying to post what we're going over for the day. So why housing feels broken? You can go down through here and look at the context that we went over today. So if you're a mortgage advisor, realtor, something like that out there, check out that data. But when will the traffic at the Strait of Hormuz return to normal? September and October. It's saying October. So if this thing keeps going to October and it gets worse, you could see oil hitting $150 a barrel. You could see mortgage rates hit 7%. But the counter to that is, well, as soon as it is over, you're going to probably see the Dow Jones and everything else rally, oil plunge short term, and then it'll balance back out probably about $75, $80 a barrel for the term and then gradually reduce from there. Watch it. That's what's going to happen. Are we going to have a U.S.-Iran nuclear deal before 2027? Wow. Okay. Well, I'll take that. So that's the Kalshi markets. But let's get over to earnings reports. Why is the Dow Jones killing it right now? Right through here. Look at the earnings reports behind me. You're going to see the returns. I don't know who this company is. Siena, it's 17%. Avgo, 5%. We got Crowd, 25%. AIQ4. Look at these. 20. It's nuts. So you got the AI companies coming in with their earnings and everything else. So check out the earnings reports too. It's earningshubs.com. You can check out where earnings are going because if companies are making money, they're going to keep the employees, they're going to pay them, we're going to get that money, and then we're going to spend it. So it's a big circle. If you want some help, if you're trying to buy that first house, go to Stan Store. It should be our link down below. It's a free calculator we give you guys. Check it out. You're going to plug in your data. It's going to tell you how much you qualify for and which program is best for you. It's free. Just go to our StanStore.com or something down there, and you're going to find our right through here. And it's going to give you all these tools right through here. We don't charge you for any of these. I want to put all this data in your hands. And then once you determine, okay, home ownership's in the cards for me, maybe you're looking to refinance. Maybe you're looking to get a reverse mortgage. Maybe you're just looking to see, okay, I need to consolidate some debt. what makes sense? All this you can use. Then if you come up with a scenario that works, click a button and you'll reach out right out to us. We'll get in touch with you and then help you walk through the process. That's pretty much how easy it is. So let me go over to who I am and what I do real quick, and then we're going to go back and end with the chart. So folks, my name is Dan Frio. I'm a licensed loan officer in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How? Well, check out a lot of the videos we have up through here. We work with almost 40 lenders here. And it gives us the opportunity to use their rates and their programs by with one application, one credit pool. It's pretty cool. Check it out. You go to our website. You can put in your application. You can ask me questions. You can even request an appointment out there. So let's get any questions, and then we will finally end this thing with the chart. So, Statler, you're here again with me, my friend. Let's go. Oh, I did look up. I don't know who asked me yesterday about that new how the new Fed's going to monitor inflation. I'm with you guys. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, okay, is this a way to manipulate the numbers back to 2%? But if you manipulate the numbers like that, sorry to get off topic for a second, well, then how do you get a long-term gauge of this thing? So if you took that, how they're going to construct that, and go over in past history, well, is this number higher than it was in past history? Because maybe the trend was at 1% instead of 2. So I hope you get my gist if you guys have been following me. So the head of the Hezbollah has rejected the terms of the new ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon, calling the deal false and an illusion. We cooked. You know what? It doesn't look like the market's telling us that right now, but I'm taking your word for it. From CBS News article, what were the revisions for the prior month? Let's see. Hold on, let me just answer some of your questions here. For the jobs data, what were the revisions to the previous month? Felt high at the time was inevitable. It was going to be revised. Let's see. We go over to this. A green would be it was revised up. A red would be it was revised down. So let's look at this. History. So May 2010, May 21st. So there's all the numbers, if you can see it through there. See how they'll come in previously, and then they'll adjust them and give us the dots and so forth. So red, it's the kind of the number got worse. Green, it got a little bit better. So great question. All right, let's see what you got. 17%. Yeah, got to compare that against inflation during the same times. Feel like flattish. The home prices. Yeah, but what I wanted, the whole goal was I was trying to explain. What I'm trying to do is try to come out and give you guys the actual facts with these things. Now, if house prices were dropping and plunging, I'd be more than happy to go out there and say, hey, sit back. Let's get you pre-approved. And when these things hit bottom, let's gobble up the market. I can turn the agenda pretty quick. But let's look at history. The housing market didn't crash. Okay, it's not going to crash. There's nothing really pointing in that direction. If it was and the numbers were there, I'd be more than happy to share that with you. I've been doing this for over 40 years. I've saw Desert Storm. That was a huge reaction. Mortgage rates spiked. When I got in the business, mortgage rate, the average rate was about 11%. Then it spiked, went down from there, and it was all over the map. And then I went through the 2000 tech bubble. That was crazy. You know, the housing market plunged from there as well because you had tech dropping. Everybody was way over leveraged. And then the housing market took it from there. And then you got 2008. That was a complete debacle because that was basically subprime mortgages and greed. And it imploded on us. And we don't have those programs around anymore. And so you're not going to see that happen again. So when you start seeing the stress levels, you know, getting way, you know, up there and you start seeing foreclosure filings starting to really jack up, that's when you get concerned. But when you go from a 1% foreclosure rate to 1.1, it's not shocking. So that's all I want to kind of explain to you. But I'm not saying it's not an issue, but, I just want to give you the facts. So thanks for asking. My other issue with home prices is that when we look at the average price, when there has been a recent shift to build higher end housing, so is it not apples to apples? I agree with what you're saying. How else do you compare? The tough thing is when I come in and compare, it's like, okay, if I use this chart, somebody's saying, no, you use the average house value. You should have used the net real estate, gross average after taxes. Well, as long as you use the same consistent data format, things are going to change over time. Yeah, you can say, okay, homes were smaller then. Well, yeah, but I'm just showing you the data is house prices go up. Now, if you really want to, I always say to you guys, go into your local area. My area is doing well. It's kind of middle high end, and they're selling fast, believe it or not. There are markets where, you know, I get it, where the housing market's stagnant. You know, some areas, you know, I just sold my mom's house in the Pittsburgh area. It sold over the weekend. So markets, some markets are really good, but I agree, some markets aren't that good. It's what your local area is doing. So it's tough when you come in here and say, oh, the market's, you know, plunging. Well, your market might be, but my market might not be. So what I try to do is come in and give you national averages and keep it consistent, not cherry pick and say, okay, this was the average net, you know, cost of a house versus this is just the average cost of a house, because it's not apples to apples. But as long as you use the same consistent data, I think we'll be okay. So let's get to the next question we got. You got another one. First issue is looking at home values lately. Here, let's get started. Let's see if we can get another question here, and then I'll jump back to you. We got Alan on here. Let's see what Alan has. We've been in our home for a while, and our mortgage rate is 4.25%, but we have accumulated a lot of credit card debt. Do you think it's a good idea to consolidate debt? Great question. Here's a tool we had. So this is a probably the average person out there right now. You're sitting on this house, and you bought it in 2021. Rates were fantastic. House prices, they were still going up. And now people are like, okay, but I have a lot of debt. And if you ever look at your debt, check out your credit cards. The rates are probably 25%. I just bought a refrigerator. And it was 12 months, same as cash. I'm like, okay, it was kind of a higher end. I've been married 37 years. I'm just trying to keep her happy. So it's kind of a higher end refrigerator. I'm like, okay, let's just do 12 months, same as cash. We'll make sure we pay it off in time. I'm like, okay. So they ran all the numbers, gave me the paperwork. I'm looking down, I'm signing it. The rate was 35.97%. So look at the rates that you guys are paying. Even if the rate's 4 on your house, how much other debt do you have? And how much, you know, what are those rates? So go to the Stand store. Gallon, this is a perfect example of this. And it's going to give you, let's see, right down through here, debt consolidation analyzer. Click it. All this thing's going to do right here, you buried in debt, plug in your information, plug in every line of every creditor you have, put in the rate and what you normally pay. Don't put in, you know, this fictitious number, I'm going to pay $500. Put in what you really pay. The system's going to analyze it. Not me, not a human. It's going to run your numbers and run it through all the programs we have. Now, you got to realize we work with almost 40 different lenders. We have all their programs available for you, and we use their same rates. So that's how this works. So you put the numbers in there, AI will read all the data and read every program available and then say, okay, here's your most logical outcome. So it might be that you refinance your whole mortgage. You just, you know, you don't pay the rate, you pay your payments. So there's 4.25% when you blend it all together. Should you get rid of it and, you know, put a little bit more money toward the other bills? Maybe. Should you do a second mortgage? Should you do a home equity loan? What should you do? It'll tell you. You can even click in your data there, pull the credit report we would pull, and then run what your rate would be. And you can do it live. And if you like the rate, that's most likely the rate we're going to get you. Click the button. It's going to alert us. We're going to call you and say, okay, we're going to validate the data. If it's good, we're going to get you rolling. You can do the same thing if you're looking to buy that first house. You're looking to just refinance rate and term. So those are the tools that we can provide you. Don't rely on a person to do this and then talk you into things. Go through this. Let us help analyze this for you. This is what we do behind the scenes when we work with you. So fantastic question. Thanks so much for that question. See what else we got. I can't see it from there. I qualify for a construction loan, but then my tax estimates came in way too high, pushing out my DTI. What can I do? Only bill I have student loans, but I'm just waiting for PSLF buyback to process. I'm not sure what that is. But let me go through this with you. What program were you looking to go through? Because we can do a construction loan, a one-time close, and we can offer you conventional loans, which only go to maybe like a 47% loan to or a debt ratio. You can go with an FHA loan up to, in some cases, a back end of 57%. So you can go much higher debt ratio. And then we can also work you through the numbers. You know, is the tax rates everybody using actually correct and some other things? So again, that's another, I hate to keep bringing you back to this, but let me see if I can go back to the store right through here. Right through here. True mortgage buyer qualifier. Click it. It's going to give you, you're going to plug in your data. And again, these things, you can actually pull the credit we would pull. So that credit is going to be pulled once. You pay for it, but it's yours. But if you elect to go with us, you'll be able to use that report. We won't even have to pull it again. So check out a lot of the tools we have. Let's down there. I can't do every one of the questions. Skip my question. There are more relevant 15 minutes ago. Thanks for the bids. You bet. I'll try to, let me go back up there and see if anybody else got any questions. Let's see. Let me see what he got to. He asked it. Let's see if we can go to here. If you're still with me out there. My other issue with home prices is that we look at average price. Now we went over that one. Which one did I miss for you, buddy? First issue is looking at home values. We look at the vacuum. First needs to be compared against inflation and then compared against other assets like S&P. Home values really gone up. Like I said, I'm just using consistent data, a tracking point that says, here's what the average home price is in the United States. Here's what it was then, and here's what it was now. That's all the data I'm using. You can pick and choose any data formats you want to kind of fit the agenda, I guess. But I'm just going to use a consistent data points just so they're consistent. Okay, so I'll leave it at that one. Okay, so that is all the questions that we have. But go to the Stan store, folks. But let's get back to here. Where are we with the bond market? Plus 19. So if you're still with me, the bond market is now a plus 19. It's holding steady. And it's not filling the gap. So plus 19 will mean mortgage rates come down a little bit. We'll be back into the 6.5 ranges. Yeah, I think we'll hit about 6.59 today as soon as everything refreshes. So, folks, if you want to track these mortgage rates, all you need to do is go to my website right through here, therateupdate.com. Across here, we got a bunch of tools. One of these is RateWatch 2.2. This is for homeowners. Plug in your mortgage information. What we'll do is we'll track two things for you. At what rate would you like to refinance when it hits there? I'll call you, text you, email you. We'll go through the numbers. If it makes sense, we'll help you out. Or how much of a monthly savings do you want? If we can reduce your mortgage, $300, $400, $500 a month, we'll call you, text you, and email you, go through the numbers, what your break-even point would be. And if it works out, we'll help you then as well. But go right across here, and you're going to hit mortgage rates. And right through here is going to be our main site. This is very useful for those loan officers out there. And I'm just going to go over it with you briefly. Especially if you're a consumer, because you can get all the data you're really wanting on one website. So the link is down below. It's called command.therateupdate.com. Across the top, it's going to give you the highlights. It's going to give you a ticker across the top through here of the things we discuss each day. It's going to give you the command center across here, give you some tools along here. You can change the look and feel of this a little bit. Down through here, it's going to give you the top six mortgage programs out there. Conventional rates, FHA, VA. USDA rates fall right in between here. So you're going to say, okay, let's say USDA rates probably going to be about 6.15 today. So they're right in the range of these things over here. You go down through here, you're going to get the jumbo rate, the 7-year ARM, and also the conventional 15-year fixed. Down through here, here's where it gets interesting. We're going to go over the MBS market. This is that bond that we looked at above that start the show and then end the show. This is a little lagged, but this is going to give you what direction that's going. Down through here, this is the 10-year treasury. So people always say, okay, watch the 10-year treasury if you want to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. Well, if that's what you want to do, you can do that as well. It kind of correlates together, but if you have access to the MBS market, that's what you really want to follow. Over through here, it's going to give you the top news events for the day, and then over here, the reactions of how those are going for rates. So today, it's saying mortgage rates are trending lower. Go down through here, you're going to get my most recent podcast. As you go down through here, this is going to give you all the data that we went over. We went over what the Dow Jones was doing, the S&P and the NASDAQ, oil prices. This is what you want to watch right now. The VIX. Now, we didn't go over the VIX. What the VIX is think of this as the blood pressure on Wall Street. So as the blood pressure goes up, well, the markets are going to get a little skittish, a little anxious. But a rate at 15 is pretty darn good. I love this at 12. But this was about 28, 32 during the conflict is beginning. So the market's settled quite a bit down. Then I also look at Bitcoin. This gives me the direction of where true risk tolerance is in the market. And this is telling me some people are pulling their money out of the market. Then we're going to go down through here, and this is going to give us the predictions market. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? Nothing. They're going to hold rates. A 97% chance prediction by Cauchy. in the Poly markets are showing a 98% probability. What's your thoughts? Let me know down below. So if there's no other questions, I will finish up for today. But if you need some help with us, if you need help with a mortgage, you need help understanding these things, if you're a realtor out there and need some help, you got clients out there just like they're having a tough time getting qualified, reach out to us. We'd love to help you as well. So thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be back here tomorrow at the opening bell. But I want to advise you guys, next week's a whole new format. We're going to be coming in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday live. Tuesday, Thursdays, we're going to give you some basic content that I think is going to help you learn a little bit more about real estate and the facts behind it. Then every once in a while, we'll throw out that video that just keep you a little scratching your head a little bit on some of the things that the markets are telling us. So thanks for watching. God bless you. Have a fantastic afternoon. And